Secretary of State Colin Powell met today with several foreign leaders. Here in Washington were the foreign ministers from Turkey, Australia, and King Abdullah of Jordan. We reached Secretary Powell this afternoon. He said all three men wanted to hear the same thing.
What they were all looking for was a sense of where we were taking this campaign, and what I tried to reassure them all of is that it is a long-term campaign in which the United States will be patient, will persevere, and it is directed against terrorists. It's not directed against Arabs. It's not directed against those who believe in Islam. It's directed against terrorism. They assured me of their support. Each member of this coalition we're forming, and that's coalition with a small c, not a new organization, but the nations in this coalition will participate in different ways. Some are prepared to give direct military support. Others, it'll be mostly rhetorical support or help with intelligence activity, financial network uprooting, and the like.
Richard Perle, who heads the Defense Policy Board of the Pentagon, said last night on PBS that the U.S. is going to have to do all the heavy lifting here, and it's wonderful to have the support of our friends and allies, but our foremost consideration has to be to protect this country and not take a vote, among others, as to how we should do it. In other words, could there be a downside to coalition building?
As Richard noted, we will do this because we are protecting our own citizens. And I have not scheduled a vote for any member of this coalition to participate in. The president has made it very clear that the kinds of things that will probably be most successful in the campaign against terrorism, intelligence sharing, controlling people going across our borders, financial transactions and how to get at their financial systems. You can't do this, America, alone. You need coalitions. And it seems to me if you can put a coalition of like-minded nations together that have all joined in a campaign against terrorism, that is a good thing, not a bad thing, as long as it does not restrict America's ability to defend itself. And rather than restricting our ability, it enhances our ability to defend ourselves.
Many people around in the U.S. as well as overseas are waiting for evidence of a connection with Osama bin Laden. The NATO defense ministers were grumbling a little bit yesterday in Brussels, and you have said that the U.S. would make a persuasive case and put it before the American people. Is the schedule of that disclosure slipping a little bit here?
Well, I didn't have a precise schedule in front of me. We're assembling lots of information. Some of it is intelligence information. Some of it is law enforcement information. But it is clear, when one looks at the information that I have seen, both classified and unclassified, there's no question in our mind that Osama bin Laden is responsible for this, and we think it's in our interest to give as much of this information to the world as we can while protecting our intelligence assets so that everybody will see the case as clearly as we do. And so the information will be coming out, and it is not that the schedule has slipped. It's just that there's a lot of information we have to go through.
I have a question about Afghanistan. President Bush asked this week for the cooperation of citizens within Afghanistan, he said, who may be tired of having the Taliban in place. I wonder if there's concern that that could be giving the false hope to the people of Afghanistan. This has come up in the past with encouragement for the Kurds in northern Iraq and way back to another era, encouraging the revolutionaries in Hungary.
Well, I think what the president was saying in response to the question was that our goal is to go after the al-Qaeda organization and Osama bin Laden. It's up to the Afghan people to determine how they will be governed and what the nature of their leadership will be. And we know that there are many factions within Afghanistan who would like to see the Taliban regime go. If those factions come together and push that regime aside, then so be it.
Secretary Powell, thank you for your time, sir.
You're quite welcome.
Secretary of State Colin Powell speaking with us from the State Department.